Nowadays, it would not seem as such a stretch to surmise that everything we do in our lives is ruled through, around, in, on, and whatever other preposition you wish to use, technology. We have lightning-fast computers, and our phones are more sophisticated than ever. I mean, they basically have computers inside of them. We can talk on the phone in our cars without actually using a phone. The list and the examples go on and on. Today we aren't going to talk about any of those things specifically. However, we will be talking about a new field of technology that is gaining steam in many areas and in many places around the world. Today we're going to be talking about nanotechnology. Let's brainstorm some examples of nanotechnology. Can anyone provide us with some examples of nanotechnology? Nothing still? Okay. Nano means?
Small.
Good, small. So we aren't going to be talking about something like a phone or a computer or a surround sound system, right? We are going to be focusing on a more micro level, not really a macro level. So what is something that could make use of nanotechnology?
I heard that they use nanotechnology when they are developing sports equipment.
That is a great example. Breaking things down to a nano level with sports equipment can certainly help to improve the development and the execution for the companies and the athletes. So maybe we are talking about the way equipment is developed for golf or tennis. Rackets and clubs go through certain changes because of nanotechnology to improve performance. Now, because it's an example of nanotechnology, we wouldn't be able to see these changes with our own eyes. But the way the field of technology is trending upward, it's easy to imagine how changes like this could affect athletes and their equipment in a positive way. What else could be a result of expanding uses of nanotechnology?
What about equipment that isn't necessarily associated with sports, but just general everyday life?
Okay, that's a good start. Can you expand it all?
Perhaps something such as shoes, breaking everything down to a smaller and smaller level. Then we could possibly make them more comfortable, more specified for different people.
Absolutely. That is a very good example. With nanotechnology, we can create something like shoes for people with foot problems or something similar. We can expand that thought into clothing in general, catering shirts and pants to a certain climate specificity, like having something for warm or cold weather, okay? Now, we can talk about sports equipment, everyday clothing, and other very real applications for nanotechnology. But how about some further, perhaps greater, overarching uses for nanotechnology, even if they haven't been put to full use yet?
I'm sure that they could use it for medical purposes in some way.
Good. That was what I was headed towards. Using medicine and science, things with chemistry, physics, among others, in conjunction with new nanotechnology, could mean a lot of big things in the future, which could lead to benefits in healthcare, surgery, categorizing. And in the way we're talking about using nanotechnology with sports equipment, why not expand that to medical equipment? So yes, there is a bright future for nanotechnology in our world, evidenced by what developed countries are willing to invest in its research and application. For example, the United States has invested over $3 billion to date, while the European Union has invested over $1 billion themselves. While it's true that we can use some of the knowledge generated from the billions of dollars for sports, for medicine, for other fields we see as useful, it must be noted that these large enterprises, including countries and unions, wish to use some of the research for industrial and military applications. I'm not suggesting that this is necessarily a negative thing, but there is certainly more room for harmful uses within these fields.